Well, I think that the minister needs to assure the people, particularly of North Inishowen, that this vital community facility is going to be secured. The last time we got clarity on these matters, we could see that the numbers of staff have been reduced by 10%, and that the funding for the hospital had been reduced by 10% over a few years. The situation has worsened, and now we once again see the closure of beds. So we just need to know for certain that the hospital future is secure. We also need a stepping aside of the moratorium on public service recruitment. We need to get more staff recruited for the hospital and its future secure.
Now, it is something of a broken record at this point, whereby the HSC says certain issues are a matter for the minister, the minister says certain issues are a matter for the HSC, and in the middle we have HICWA, which is an independent body, making its own pronunciations and assessments regarding safety as well. We seem to have three different agencies potentially all pulling in different directions, and ultimately those who suffer will be the patients of Carndonagh Community Hospital and those hoping to use it in the future.
No, absolutely. That is exactly the issue here. But ultimately, what we have is Minister James Reilly, giving a budget to the HSE and saying, make do with it. The HSE are clearly implementing cuts to funding, and indeed by stealth, by not replacing staff that are either on maternity leave, who are sick or who have retired. That's clearly cuts again by stealth. And then, of course, HICWA, who then come in and say these facilities aren't up to spec. And again, you know, we've seen some hospitals close by stealth because they haven't got the funding, and HICWA have said they're not up to standard. So there's all sorts of attacks from different angles. But ultimately, the issue is that we have cutbacks, we have a lack of funding, and the morale of staff at Carndonagh Community Hospital and the wider community is, you know, repeatedly being impacted upon, and the worry grows that maybe there's an agenda, you know, eventually to shut down the hospital.